Hoesten!
Ma puko učku rega!
Oddaja Puko Učkur, oddaja zategnenih pasov in rušenja zidov. Nismo samo tukaj, vzrisena okrog, smo povsod. Ta ponedeljek ob 20. tudi na Radio Študent.
Dobar večer, drago poslušalstvo, na 89,3. Po tolpi bumov nocojšnji je zdaj le z nami v studiju tolpa Afganistancev, štirimi prosilci za azil oziroma štirimi že zavrnenimi dvema od njih že zavrnenima azilantoma. Se bomo danes pogovarjali o situaciji, ki v bistvu čaka več ali manj vse Afganistance, verjetno širom Evrope, ki so v zadnjem letu in pol zaprosili za azil. Torej tukaj so z nami štiri ljudje, štirimi čist različnimi primeri, štirimi različnimi situacijami, ki pa vse verjetno čaka ista usoda, in to je zavrnitev prošnje za azil, hkrati pa se vsaj Slovenija zaenkrat še ne odloča za množične deportacije nazaj v Afganistan, ker je to zaradi različne označbe te države kot varne oziroma nevarne strani različnih mednarodnih organizacij in teles malenkost riskantno.
Zdi se pa popolnoma nekontroverzno zavračati prošnje, ker pač že v javnosti obstaja ta ločnica, ene imamo radi, so ok, tisti, ki so Sirije, tisti, ki so iz Iraka, tisti so cool, vsi ostali pa ne rabijo. Ne? Tako da to je mogoče tudi nek tak faktor, ki prispeva k tem, da je potem kar veliko število prošenj zavrnjenih.
Ja, Afganistan je kljub temu, da je že več kot 30 let praktično...
40 let že.
40 let.
45 let.
Od božične invazije ja. Sovjetov neprestano v vojni so razmerno izjemno mali odstotek prosilcev za azil dejansko dobi odobrene prošnje. Tisti torej, ki imajo prošnje zavrnjene, ostanejo v Sloveniji brez dokumentov, torej se fenomeni zahodnoevropskih držav, ki ga poznamo pod imenom sans papier, oziroma podobna situacija, ki smo jo v Sloveniji že imeli z izbrisom 25 let nazaj, začenja dogajati tudi v Sloveniji, torej vedno več ljudi se nahaja v tej državi brez kakršnih koli dokumentov, kar jim seveda onemogoča zdravniško oskrbo, dobiti službo in vse ostale stvari, ki izhajajo iz legalnega pravnega statusa. Dodaten razlog za nocojšnjo oddajo nam je vede ali ne vede ponudil danes premier Miro Cerar. O njegovi tiskovki smo par besed povedali že ob koncu današnjega ofa, pa ne obnovimo, ne bi se danes odzval na pismo sekretarja Sveta Evrope Jagelada, ki ga je pozval k premišljenim ukrepom v zvezi z reševanjem begunske situacije in ne, da ne, ne zaostruje azilne zakonodaje na neustaven in
način, ki je neskladen z mednarodnimi pogodbami.
Tako. In ena izmed cvetk, ki jo je danes uspel Miroslavu povedati, je bila tudi ta, da v Sloveniji ni migrantov, ki bi bili lačni in na ulicah. Pa če mogoče za začetek kar prisluhnemo temu.
Mi tu humano in dobro ravnamo za prosilce za azil in drugimi migranti. Pri nas poudarjam, ni ljudi, ki bi držali zunaj po cestah, ki bi imeli pomankanje hrane, ki ne bi imeli zdravstvene oskrbe.
No, tako nekak Cerar. Kakšna je pa realnost? Bomo pa vprašali Dons Nurulo, Šarafa, Izata in Zaharja, ki so se nama z Upanom pridružili v etru. Dobar večer vsem, good evening to everyone.
Dobar večer.
Mogoče Šaraf in Nurula, maybe Šaraf in Nurula, if you would like to begin just to describe a little bit the situation in Afghanistan, how it is and what is really going on in your country, though international community still is recognizing it as a safe country.
Dobro večer, jaz sem Šerafudin Hašimi iz Afganistan. Živim v Sloveniji 6 let, ampak Afganistan je, kako se reče, nije mirno kandri ali dober kandri, peace kandri. Vse reče Afganistan je dober, ampak vse ne gledaš, kakšen dober. How is good? Yes, before yesterday we have a lot of problem, all that, every day. Not one day, every day we have a lot of problem, like a lot of bomb blasted, or without this, like 1 week ago, Pakistan and Iran. This international, they said in the TV that we support Taliban and we support ISIS. If they die, if they are some things, they can come in Iran, they can come in Pakistan, we can help. But they said deportation about Afghanistan. How is in Afghanistan peace? If already our neighborhood helped to ISIS or Al-Qaeda or Taliban to support them, to give them everything, how it will be safe? Every day we have bomb blasted. Every day it's die 15 people, 20 people, more than 200. 3 days ago, more than 200. The front of the door of parliament. We have in 30 minutes 2 bomb blasted. First one, then the second, after 20 minutes another, in the same place.
In front of the parliament.
In the front of parliament, in the same place. Then they said Afghanistan is safe. How we can set one country safe? Slovenia is safe, or Europe is safe. We cannot set to Afghanistan, to Iraq, or to Syria. It's a safe country. Because they didn't lead them to be a safe. For example, how I tell you, NATO, they didn't live to be a safe country. They didn't let them. If they will let them, we are a safe, but they didn't let them. They support everybody, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Taliban, whatever, still in Afghanistan. I worked 3 years with NATO, and I see my eyes, how it's going here, how it's going inside. This is our problem, what we have in Afghanistan. For example, me, I'm 6 years in Slovenia, without no nothing. No, I have some documents, no, I have some nothing. Like, how I tell you, in Slovenia, one animal is important than one human immigrant. This is important than one immigrant in Slovenia, I see. I was 5 or 6 times already to center the Tuvica, to Postona, and to everything about Dublin, about this shit system. But
Alakumau, can you describe your case a little bit? So you came first to Slovenia?
Yeah, 2011 I come first in Slovenia. And I asked asyl, I was 3 months in center of the Twitter that I prove myself I'm from Afghanistan. That I prove myself, I give all my documents that I'm from Afghanistan. Then I come in Vich. Up to now I wait for some decision, some things, negative or positive. Still I didn't have nothing. Only all the times they joke with me. One time they write me, you are ISIS. Because of that I tell already there. And I said, if you fuck my life, if you destroyed my life, I cannot go back to my country. If I go back to my country, I die. It's better I die in Slovenia. Or I kill with me somebody from Ministry Nadrina Zadeva because they fuck my life. Because of that, they write me, you are ISIS and you are Al-Qaeda. And they put me for 3 months in center of Twitza.
Into jail.
Yeah. Then I come out. Then again, they put me... Already I was 6 or 7 times to center the Twitza for 3 months, for 2 months. Down of down, 1 month and 20 day I was. But no one listened to me here. Inspector tell me, up to 2021, everywhere you go, we will deport you back to Slovenia. Only you can be in Germany. But I didn't like to live in Germany because I'm Dublin of Slovenia. I want to be in Slovenia. And also I fight for my right in Slovenia. Not only for me, for all Afghani. Now it's already from 2014. After, no one Afghani gets some status or some things up in from asyl. All the times negative. Also minor, before they give some status. Also we see minor in Novogorod, they give him negative.
So also these guys who were in Rok yesterday, for example, yeah, they didn't get positive.
No.
One of them, they get positive. 3 of them, they didn't get positive. They get negative.
Okay.
Minor.
Is it? Yeah. You're here also since 2011.
Yeah.
How was your case?
Majke sem se mlegdi, lekšar, vemo. I come 2011. About the first.
You can do in Farsi.
I can speak in Farsi.
Yeah.
Blantar.
Ma 2011 varid kishvar islamishe. بعد از 2011 تا 2014 بعد از من رفتم در جرمنی از اونجا رفتم در دانمارک رفتم کیس دادم کیس من اونجا انگوش من چک کرد گفت تو انگوش داره تو پروندهت باید سلوینی بازرسیشنم تو باید برگردی دپورشن باید در سلوینی خب من گفتم باش قانون شما رو من اطاعت میکنم یعنی من دپورت کرد در سلوینی زلیوانوی مار بود در پوسینا شش ماه بود دو هفته اینا بود مار در اونجا قید کرد بعد قوغاز دید کشور را ترک بعد من رفتم جرمنی یا جرمنی رفتم دانمارک از دانمارک رفتم سویدن سه ماه در دانمارک بندم بعد از او نامه آمد که تو بیا انتریو بیدی وقتی انتریو آمد گفتو باز باید برگردی زلیوانی رفتم در ایسل گفتم باش من از اونی باز فرار کنم رفتم جرمنی تا سویدان رفتم بعد اونی سه ماه مندم بعد سه ماه سویدان بازم تو باید پرونده تی سلوینیه باز رستش نه تو انگوشت سلوینیه هر داری گفتم باش بعد از اونی مرا باز دپورت کرد در سلوینی اینجا من باز مر برد زندان سه ماه در زندان بودم بعد از اون مر قاقص هد گفت برو هر کار میکنی بود
Sharaf, translation, please.
He said, in the same like me, at 2011, he come here in Slovenia. He asked for asyl. He was up to 2014, wait for some decision in which, in asyl in Dom. Then up to 2014, they didn't give him some answer. Then he went to Germany. He was in Germany. Then from Germany, he skipped to, they won't deport him back from Germany, but he skipped to go in Denmark. After 3 months, Denmark said, you cannot be stay here because you are Dublin of Slovenia responsible to your case. You must go back to Slovenia. Then deport him back to Slovenia from Denmark. He was 6 months in center that was 6 months and 2 weeks. Then they give him, how I tell you, one papers to leave this country. You cannot stay in this country, to leave this country. Then with this paper, he leave this country and he go back again to Germany. From Germany, he tried to go to Sweden. In Sweden, in the same case, they deport him back to Slovenia. And Slovenia police, they give him negative in 1 day, 3 negative. And they take him to center that was supposed to be again 3 months. And they give him some paper, they let him in the street without no social help, without no nothings. And they said, whatever you like, you can do.
So is it you're now sleeping in Rog?
Yeah.
For how long already?
Chan wach mesh mesh khaw me gundaro.
Yak.
1 month is living Rog.
And you have any kind of choice for social help, to employ, to go to doctor or anything like this?
No. He didn't have no one's
help,
like social help, like doctor, like bankard, like Duilinis as a dela or for work permission, nothing.
And what do they tell you, for example, when they tell you, okay, you get 3 negatives in 1 day, your procedure is end, you need to leave now?
No, they give him, they put him in center Zatuvitsa. Negative and center Zatuvitsa.
And then from center Zatuvitsa?
Center Zatuvitsa, this card, and they tell him, go, you kill the people, you steal, you do whatever you like, you do, and you find for you food, and you find for you place. Nothing.
Not help.
Yeah. Nurula, maybe if you can also explain a little bit about.
Dobro večer. I will talk. Of course, the same.
I will name it.
My name is Nurula. I'm from Afghanistan. Sorry, because it's too much strong story we have in from Afghanistan. I have 14 months here in Slovenia. First, I take 1 negative in three months ago. Then, with me friend talk, my friend talk with me. You can next appeal here. It's okay. Maybe it's another interview. You have chance, but I next appeal, then 8 months I here, then I go to Italy. 5 months I living in Italy, the street, not home, not place, because my fingerprints from Slovenia. First my fingerprints Slovenia, then he Italy don't give you for me place, nothing health food, only just you can food, breakfast go to Caritas, not government health, not social. 4 months I sleep the street. Just my fingerprints from Slovenia, first. Okay, then he after he will talk for me, you can go back in Slovenia, because Slovenia
responsibility,
yeah, you can go to back Slovenia. Okay, he will back deport for me Slovenia. I come to asyl. Okay, asyl 2 months, yeah, 2 months I'm in asyl, which then he will give for me another negative, not negative because finishes my cases, block my case in the high court.
You cannot appeal again.
Not next appeal, because it's 2017, is president, something is, everybody is changed.
Before we have, yeah, 3 chances for to ask appeal for asyl, but now we have 2 chances.
2 chances. Okay. Then, he will talk for me, you can try to the other country, okay, you go to the other country. Maybe you can go where you go, go. Not you living asyl, asyl don't support for you. Don't help for you, nothing. Now I living in the same Izzat Rog. But what happened in the Rog? Nothing, not help, nothing. The same in asyl. Okay, I'm deported to Italy here. What happened in here? Okay, I come, he will give you next for me negative. Okay, now I go to the other country. He will beg for me deporting here. Okay, I'm dead here. I'm not go to the other country. I'm not play for the other country. I have not plan the other country. Okay, now I'm living in Rog. I'm not contact in the asyl, no contact in the police, because now I will go to with police. For example, for legal me. Yeah, I living like legal. I don't know he will catch for me in Pastonia. For 1 month, 2 months, the same in Izzat. Maybe at 3 months go in Pastonia. Then after, I don't know what happened. And this is the from Afghanistan life, because I'm from Afghanistan, the same. I have 15, 14 months here. But I don't see in Afghanistan, okay, just my, okay. For example, my case is the problem, my case is not good, okay? What happened for the Zahir case? What happened for the Izzat case? What happened for the Sharaf case? Maybe you can see 200-300 people the other in from Afghanistan. This is everybody case is the same.
It's not independent in the case. I don't know what's going here, yeah, in politics, only about Afghani.
Only just for Afghani. You can see, for example, the other, my like Muslim country, the same. Here is now is fighting start. Okay, like 10 years, something, 12 years. In Afghanistan, 50 years fighting start. 24 years before I go in Russia fighting, now in America fighting. What happened Afghanistan? Who said Afghanistan is the safe? You can go to check the Afghanistan. What happened Afghanistan? Now in Kabul capital city, maybe you, everybody you see in the news, 250 people dead in Afghanistan in the parliament. But why? Who said in Afghanistan is the safe? Not safe Afghanistan. On okay, Afghanistan safe or not safe? In here in Afghanistan, people have not good life. People come to for better life, for good life. But here I only just see problem in the problem. Okay, 5 months I living in the street in Italy. I come to here back deport. Okay, I'm little bit happy. Okay, Slovenia government help for me little bit. Now Slovenia government tell me you can go to the other country. No, I can help for you nothing. But where I go?
Okay, Zahir, dobro večer.
Dobro večer.
Ja bo še ti povedal.
Ja sem Zahir, pišem se Amini. 10 meseca nazaj na meja, border, Nemčija, Slovenija. Sem estop, ne vem zakaj. Polis reče, če ti hočeš, živiš tukaj, na Sloveniji, dobrodošli, ne vem. Potem sem bil postajna za 20 dan. Potem pridem ven za azilni dom, za sistem intervju. Potem iz drugi intervju 8 meseca, 9 meseca pride negativ, zdaj imam ena negativ. O, ne vem, zakaj pride samo za ljudi Afganistan, pride samo negativ, negativ, ne vem, kje je pozitiv, ne vem.
Ti si bil rojen v Iranu.
Ja. Yeah.
In tvoji starši so bliže begunci iz Afganistana v Iranu.
Ja. Yeah.
In zdaj, kad ti oni rečejo negativ, tebe hočejo deportirati kam nazaj?
Na kopi intervju reče špektor, ok, ti imaš problem, ok, ampak zdaj greš tu državo.
Tu Afganistan.
Ja, tu Afganistan. Ne vem, kako gledam Afganistan. Recimo, zdaj imam ena negativ, potem pride tu tri negativ, recimo, to je Izad, Nuri. Ja, potem sem recimo Izad, Nur, ne vem, kaj je to negativ, ali zakaj grem postajna? Ne vem, to je, kako je sistem za refugee. Ja, zanimivo, zelo, ne vem. Ne vem.
Kako je, če si ti afganistanski begunc v Iranu? Kakšna je situacija, recimo, za Afganistance v Iranu?
Ne dajo status v Iran. Moje family živiš 30 let v Iran. Nema nič. Nemaš nikoli.
Zdaj nimam ne dokument Irani, ne dokument za Afganistan, nič.
Niti slovenski?
Ne, nič.
Ni slovenski, ja.
Ne vem, čakam, ne vem.
Zadnjič, ko smo se pogovarjali, si rekel, da Hazare pošilja Iran
v Sirijo. Zdaj na Iran, samo people Afganistan, vsak den, sistem Iran reče, če ti hočeš greš Surije, za, ne vem, kako se reče,
streljati,
ja. Če ti hočeš dokument, go to Surije, ja.
Za 6 mesec ali 8 mesec, če pridi nazaj, boš dobiš dokumentu. Ako umiri,
mogoče, daj, daj. Daj.
Da. Maš 6 ali 8 mesec. Greš v Sirijo, ako prideš nazaj, ti daj vse. Ako gotovo, gotovo. If you die, you die.
Ja, to je sistem Iran, ne vem, zdaj Slovenija.
Če ti bojo zavrnili, če dobiš še drugi, tretji negativ, boš probal ostati v Sloveniji?
Ja, zakaj ne? Sem tukaj, ampak ne vem, kako gre potem dva negativ, tri negativ. Zdaj vidim tukaj, ne vem, Nuri, Izad. Težko, ne vem, kaj delam potem. Ne samo jaz, vse.
Okay. Anyone wants to say anything for the end? Bi kdo rekel kaj za konc?
Yeah. And also Slovenia don't think that Afghani will get negative and they escape and they go outside from Slovenia. For example, me. They deport me already 2 times to Germany because I was Dublin of Slovenia. They send me back in Germany. I was 1 month to protest to close my mouth with Ekla, with tried in center of Katowice, and I cut all myself. If I didn't think for myself, if they fuck up my life, what can I do? What I make? You tell me. What I make here in Slovenia? What I make if I didn't have life, if I cannot go back to my country? If I go back to my country, the government or somebody else kill me. And also here, now 6 years they kill me, like it's not to kill. It's better to take the gun and to shoot me. This is for me better, I think. Then they kill me every day, every month, every year. At the last, if they give me some negative, or not only for me, for all Afghanian people, at the last, what they will make? They will make some, they will do some stupid things. That's all what I can say, nothing. And thank you.
You're welcome. I wish you all good luck with the cases, and I hope we'll solve the situation with your staying somewhere else, not in Rog. Torej, če kdorkoli od poslušalcev ima odveč kakšno sobo, v primerih, ki ste jih ravno kar slišali, torej tisti, ki so poslani v Postojno, lahko iz Postojne pridejo ven, ukolikor imajo nekega garanta z nepremičnino, ki potrdi, da bo ljudje pri njemu spal, kar pomeni, da se jih v bistvu spusti na prostost, ker center za tujce v Postojni je dejansko funkcionira kot zapor. Sicer pa bomo o situaciji z Afganistanci in z ostalimi primeri v Sloveniji poročali še naprej.
Ja, zdaj pa mogoče še čisto za konec, glede na to, da bo ob vsem povedanem dobilo to drugačen prizvok, še enkrat naš Miro.
Mi tu humano in dobro ravnamo za prosilce za azil in drugi imigranti. Pri nas poudarjam, ni ljudi, ki bi ležali zunaj po cestah, ki bi imeli pomankanje hrane, ki ne bi imeli zdravstvene oskrbe.
Torej, kot smo videli, v Sloveniji se rojeva nov razred ljudi brez papirjev. Verjetno bo nov zakon o tujcih pripomogel k reševanju temu. Gotovo, ne?
Zagotovo.
Ja. Za konc, kaj ne rečemo drugega kot stop intervencionizmu, odprite koridor, lahko noč in srečno. To je bila še ena oddaja Puko Učkur, vodila svojo Arne in Zupan. Z nami so bili pa Nurula, Šaraf, Izet in Zahar iz Afganistana. Lep večer.
Dobro. Hvala enako.
Hvala.
Hvala za pomagati, če pridete.
Čakat, teče ura, neću čakat, teče ura, neću čakat.
Puko!
Puko učkur, tika takat, teče ura, neću čakat, teče ura, neću čakat.
Puko!
Puko učkur,
puko, puko,
za sve nas.
Puko učkur,
hajmo ljudi dignut glas. Puko učkur,
puko, puko,
za sve nas.
Puko učkur,
hajmo ljudi dignut glas. Borba! Čeka nas.
I have it's a very funny story because I talked before, I'm talking now. I come first in Slovenia in Maribor border because we go to not stay here, we go to in the other country. I have another friend. I don't speak English before. No, I'm little bit starting English in here Slovenia. But he will go to with police, he talk in the police which name this country. He said this from Slovenia, is small country, 2 million people, but it's nice country. Then and after my friend come with me, he said, yeah, we not go to the other country, he's better for life, it's very nice country, we stay here. Okay, I come with him with police station, then Maribor police station, he catch for me in Azil, then Azil put for me in Postonia for 1 month because we love